What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to this segment. I am Buddy Shula, and we are here with Man Up Buffalo and Roswell Park for this segment. Thanks for being here. And our guest on this segment is Richard Satterwhite. And Richard is from Man Up Buffalo in conjunction with Roswell Park here. And we're going to talk about an event that is very near and dear to Richard. And you'll probably find it near and dear to you once we explain it to you. And that is called Cruising for a Cure. All right, you may have heard of that in the past, because how many, Richard, years have you been doing Cruising for a Cure?
Hi, buddy, thank you for having me on the show. We've been doing cruising for 11 years.
Okay, and what I want to get to first is the basics about this event. So what is Cruising for a Cure? What is it about?
Cruising for a Cure, Buffalo Niagara, it is a car show, as we like to say, that saves lives. It is a car show, and it's also a prostate early detection event, or a prostate cancer early detection event, where we offer a free early detection clinic for those who choose to partake.
Okay, so who have not been. Yep. Where is the event, and when, and all the details?
The event will be held at Roswell Park on the grounds. Literally the surface streets around Roswell Park, Kaminsky Park, which is a park located directly in front of Roswell, will also have vehicles in it as well. Saturday, September 24th, I'll give it two parts here. The early detection clinic is from 11 to 2 o'clock. So any man who wants to have his prostate checked, I'd be able to take advantage of that free clinic from 11 o'clock till 2. And that is performed by our urologist here at Roswell Park. Okay. The other side, we have the car show. Registration starts at 9 o'clock. The actual kickoff to the event is at noon, and the car show ends by 4.
Okay. So what kind of cars will people see there?
Everything you can think of. The goal is to be as diverse in the vehicles that we bring in as possible. You'll see tuners, hot rods, resto mods. You'll see things that are unidentifiable because someone thought it up and built it.
Really?
I kid you not.
So
I will also have a TV corner. I'll have the kit from Knight Rider. I'll have the General E. Lee, and I'll also have a Jeep from Jurassic Park who will be part of the show.
That's awesome. Now, obviously, there's no admission cost for this.
Not for people who walk up, but the vehicles, there's a $15 registration fee for the vehicles. There are prizes and awards given out to the best car, people choices, things like that.
How many vehicles do you usually get?
In years past, because, of course, if it rains, like it did last year, fingers crossed that it doesn't happen this year. Last year, we had about 187 vehicles.
That's awesome. So all different types of vehicles, all different makes, models, and
we've had up to 300.
That's excellent. So can people still register their car right now?
Yes, it's same day registration. Okay. We don't do early registrations. Same day.
So you know what I'm really getting to with this too is the free prostate exams.
Yes.
So let's talk. You're a prostate cancer survivor. And
correct.
I want you to, first of all, maybe talk a little bit about prostate cancer, you know, the ages that people start thinking about this. But I want to talk about your story, too. So first of all, you know, what is prostate cancer? How do you know you have it?
You don't necessarily know because it doesn't always present itself with symptoms. And some of those symptoms are ED, issues, erectile dysfunction, urinary voiding, the inability to, you know, empty your bladder, stop start, may be a signs of a enlarged prostate. There are other things associated with prostate cancer, which may not present itself. It may be something as simple as an infection that causes some of these symptoms. So the only way to really find out what's going on is to see your doctor. So no more looking on WebMD, right? Go see your doctor. That's what we preach. Go see your doctor. Most important, which a lot of guys don't do, which is why we do the car show. It's an excuse for guys and their families to get out. Significant others always have the ability to make men do what they're supposed to do.
Absolutely. So,
as far as the age is your second question, with a history in the family, usually between 40, 45 is when we'd like to see you. Regular exams take place at age 50, typically. But if you have a history in your family, they want to see you earlier.
And prostate cancer is that's very prevalent. It's like the second cancer to skin cancer, right?
It is one of the cancers that really impacts men. Is prostate cancer. But yeah, I'm not going to dispute the skin cancer or lung cancer or any other others. Which will also have a prevalence among men.
Right.
But specifically among men of color, they are disproportionately impacted by the disease. And when I say that, I don't just mean African-American men. Hispanic, Pacific Islanders, indigenous men, they seem to be disproportionately impacted by the disease. And there are a lot of reasons why that could be. But, the actual reason why the cancer itself forms, that's a difficult one to call.
Okay. And you know, the basic premise here is make sure that you know, if you're of a certain age, over 45, you have certain risk factors, you want to make sure you're getting your prostate checked. It's the 11th annual Cruisin' for a Cure. It's presented by Wester Automotive Group in conjunction with Men Allied for the Need to Understand Prostate Cancer. And, of course, our great Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Now, these cars, again, will be displayed from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. And the free cancer detection, the prostate cancer detection for those 45 and up from 11 in the morning till 2 o'clock. And just give me the day again, September 24th.
September 24th.
Okay.
It's a Saturday.
Now, let me ask you this. So you had prostate cancer. So tell me your journey. First of all, how did you know you had it?
I had been experiencing some of the symptoms I described a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. It was while I was, from the time I noticed the issues to the time I actually saw my doctor was a very short period of time, maybe a week, 2 weeks before I scheduled an appointment to see a doctor. I was actually watching television. I saw a commercial for BPH, which is an enlarged prostate. It was a drug to help shrink it. As those commercials go, sometimes they list the symptoms that you may have with an enlarged prostate. As it scrolled by, I literally sat on a couch and I said, yeah, that's me. I need to call my doctor right now. I'll get a script for this drug and I'll be good to go. Yep, that wasn't the case. But the thing about it is that I did connect with my doctor. And he introduced me to the PSA blood test and also the digital rectal exam. Those two always go hand in hand. And that my response to being because I knew so little about prostate cancer, I had no reason. No one in my family had cancer, so it was off my radar. He said, "I'm going to give you a PSA," and I said to him, my exact response was, "Okay, I'll watch your public service announcement. I have no idea what it's going to do to fix me, but if you say this is what I need, I'll do it." And he explained what it meant. I consider myself to be pretty bright, but again, if it's not in your if it's not in your house, you don't notice it. And again, cancer wasn't a part of my life, so I had some education to do. And I found at that time that there was so little education out there for men. That's actually the thing that brought about Man Up, to help address that.
Right, right. Because, you know, these things are the most pleasant things. So when that happened, are you cured from prostate cancer now? Is it?
I am. I had surgery. I had surgery. There are a lot of treatment options. It depends on the severity of your cancer once they find it. It isn't always. Prostate cancer in general is typically slow growing. And depending on what your age, a lot of things, they may not need to do anything. You may have heard about watchful waiting, or, you know, they may not need to do anything. But again, depending on the severity of the cancer they find in you, that dictates the path you have to take. With me, it was considered aggressive, but it was encapsulated, which meant it was all inside of the prostate. So I had something called a radical prostatectomy, where they removed my prostate and patched me back up, and it didn't require radiation or chemotherapy.
Really? That's just getting to know what prostate cancer is, I think, is important, because, you know, some of the things, you know, you were talking about, you're right. I mean, people have these symptoms a lot. They could think it's anything. The more I'm 56, and the more older I get and my friends get older, the more people I know that have been detected with prostate cancer. They always go to Roswell. And in my dealings, it's always turned out good, but it was very important that it got detected.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why the car show. I will say a lot, and I say this at shows because on the weekends you can find me in the lead up to our show. I travel around Western New York, going to various car shows because I want them, of course, to attend our show. But I go and I talk to the men. And, you know, depending on what age I seem to, man in front of me is, I will start off the conversation by saying, you know, great looking car. I'll talk about the engine, because after 11 years, I know a little bit about cars. I'll talk about what's going on. And I will say, you really worked hard to get this ready for the show, didn't you? You waxed it, you cleaned it up, made sure it looked really good. When's the last time you went to the doctor and asked him to do the same thing? You know, men have excuses for everything. This disease, in most cases, if caught early, if you have it, can be treated. Okay, but you have to see your doctor regularly.
But if caught late, it can turn out a whole different way.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. Okay. The goal is to catch it before, especially with some of the more aggressive prostate cancers, to catch it before it starts to spread.
Okay.
You know, as long as in my case it was inside the prostate. So for me, that was I wasn't a radiation option. That wasn't for me. Surgery was is what eradicated it from my system.
Well, it's a good thing it did. It's a good thing you caught it. It's a good thing you took a proactive move when someone reminded you of the symptoms and you got it checked on your own, and nobody had to, you know, throw you into a doctor's office. You took the initiative to do it yourself. They found something that could have turned out a lot worse, and they helped you with it. So I think that's awesome. Richard Satterwhite, and talking about the A Man Up Buffalo at Roswell Park, the event that's going on the 24th of September, which is Cruising for a Cure. And that cure is for prostate cancer. So please go to the website, check them out, see more on it. Go to roswellpark.org and just go cruisingforacure.com. Richard, it's been a good conversation with you. I hope our audience takes advantage of what you say in both ways, going to the car show and getting that exam to see if you have prostate cancer.
And I'd like to just say one thing before I leave, and that's men, those who are listening, and their significant others who are listening, tell your man to man up, okay? man up. It could save a life, and have them around to take care of the things that that are important to them.
But that's good sound advice. Thanks for being on the segment. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.